Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really, really good to be with you. We're brought to you by Noble Gold, and Noble Gold is the way to go. And I'm warning you, and I was just on Sovereign Radio, connected to Salem Radio. These people are right on the money. My good friend Scotty Sachs, Jimmy Schwinn, I just told their audience that I am absolutely convinced from the sources I talk to that we are going to see major disruptions in every attempt to keep Donald Trump from taking office. And that means they've got to attack the American people with terrorism. And I'm warning you right now, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And part of your preparation now is to limit your exposure in the bank. If you've got a retirement connected to the bank, get it the heck out of there right now, today, absolutely now. Noble Gold can take it out for you. They can back it with gold. That's an appreciating asset, not the dollar. That's a depreciating asset, and they can't touch it. And so let Noble Gold help you. The way you get a hold of them is to call them right now after this broadcast, 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Federal Trade Commission wants me to warn you that every investment carries an inherent risk, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. And if you have a financial advisor, you should consult with them. Excuse me. You can see I'm fighting off just a little bit of a cold, but I'm doing pretty well. My NanoSoma spray is helping get me through this because it could be a whole lot worse than it is. But anyway, with Noble Gold, I've been a customer for over 7 years, multiple times, advertiser for over eight. You can do this. You should do this. Don't let your preparations go by the wayside. We have never been in more danger. These people are desperate. Did you see in the omnibus bill what they're doing? They want to pass crap like you wouldn't believe. And we're going to talk about that in a later segment today. Unbelievable, but it's true. God bless all of you. Please let Noble Gold help you. You don't want to have a 1929 moment. 877-646-5347. Well, as you know, I'm from Arizona, and I am highly encouraged by Tom Homan. Let me read to you a quote of Tom Homan. He's talking about our governor. Katie, I like to have the genitals of kids cut off, Katie Hobbs. It sounds like Governor Hobbs is bound to be guilty of multiple things, said border czar Tom Homan, saying she'll be behind bars on day one for refusal to comply with deportation efforts. I'm going to throw in the Attorney General of Arizona. Both she and Katie Hobbs are guilty of funny business, I believe, in the 2022 election, the midterms. And also, the Attorney General of Arizona, she's guilty of cover-up and facilitation of a crime with Katie Hobbs. And Tom Homan didn't even talk about this. I've covered this. Katie Hobbs, and it was documented in the mainstream media, she took a $400,000 bribe from a health company to suspend a regulation that would limit them from doing what they wanted to do in an area of healthcare that was denied to everybody else. And she got $400,000 in campaign donations. This was going to be prosecuted by the Maricopa County District Attorney. But no, the Attorney General, Kim Mays, she says, no. I'm taking care of this. And it's been, oh gosh, I don't know, 7, 8 months. Crickets chirping. Both of these witches are going to jail. Both of them. Also, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has reaffirmed her pledge to take care of an estimated 250,000 illegal aliens in her state over any American. She outright has refused publicly. Said she's not working with President Trump's mass deportation that starts in just over 30 days. From neglect of duty to ethical violations, criminal activity, Hobbs is going to prison. This is music to my ears. You don't know. I mean, Arizona is a wonderful state with really good people, conservative people for the most part, Bible-believing people, gun-toting people. They want the rule of law, not the cartel, Chinese, betrayers of the public trust, politicians that are running our state into the ground. They're sick of this. They're sick of the illegals and their crimes. We're not letting in people that want opportunities. Those are now few and far between. And that's why people say, well, Dave, who do you want to deport? Everyone who's illegal? No, I'm talking in the Biden years, when they come from Venezuelan prisons or prisons from the Congo and they're let loose here in our country. We're talking about Haitian criminals. Really? We have to take this? No, we don't. No, we don't. And any politician that gets in the way of the deportation of groups like the TDA, they need to go to prison. Facilitation of a crime. Katie Hobbs needs to go to prison for the things I mentioned, along with Attorney General Kim Mace. She's a disaster. So it's going to be happy days if we get to that point. Go back to our ad segment of this broadcast. I fully expect, and I'm not alone, everything. I was asked on the radio show I was on with Scotty Sachs. Scotty said, Dave, what do you expect? I said, anything and everything. The drones, for example, they're going to create mass mischief. We're going to blame it on Iran. We'll go to war with Iran before Trump can take over. That'll bring Russia into it, and then they get their third world war. We're going to see mass terrorist attacks across the country. I'm already getting mass reports of drones being seen spraying mist. Gee, I wonder what's in the mist. Do you think it's good for you? Is it like the NanoSoma spray that strengthens your immune system? No. No. It's probably the next pandemic. So, food, water, guns, gold ammo, natural medicine, tools. Safety with your bank and your money. You need to take action right now. Every one of you are in danger. And I don't want this to happen. In 6 weeks, I don't want you to say, damn, if Dave wasn't right. If we get to the inauguration, I want to say, thank goodness the good guys were able to stop this crap. Maybe I overestimated their power. I don't think I did, but I would like to be wrong right now to admit I was wrong later if it keeps all of you safe. And that's my purpose for saying this. I want an intact America that's as financially solvent and as healthy and as determined to set things right as possible. We all need each other. Saw a broadcast the other day from a man who happened to be black. And I was so encouraged. He said, these racial differences got to go. Don't listen to the Democrats. Black people and white people have to join together to fight against these groups that want to do us in. Bingo. I couldn't improve on that statement. And I'm saying this to all my brothers and sisters out there, particularly those in Christ. And if you're not, I hope you'll come to know him. But even if you're not, we're partners in freedom. We're partners. We need to protect each other because there are people that mean us serious harm. Appreciate all of you. Check out our newsletter, Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com. And the link for that is in the upper right-hand corner. Click that on and become part of what we do, and you'll get a daily update of everything that happens on the Common Sense Show. God bless all of you.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. It's looking to me like, to a large extent, the deep state and the left are hooking their fortunes to the drones. And I've been contemplating many different angles, and I've talked about a lot of them. The false flag aspect is absolutely the undeniable part. down the road they could morph this into, well, Project Bluebeam, fake alien invasion. I even covered the subject, and I think it's a low probability event, but it's possible that we could t be taking a look at time travelers from our future not wanting to blow ourselves up. By the way, if you're curious, I'd be happy to do how we know time travel is real and possible. It's short, it's sweet, it's to the point. But time travel is very much possible. And we've already done it. And it's been public. You know, whoa. Well, hold on to that. I'll cover that. How about I cover that in the next segment? I think that will make for good listening and good imaginative contemplation. I live in Arizona, as you know, the inventor of much corruption for the rest of the United States. And I've been reporting for some time that Arizona would be ground zero for mass terrorist attacks designed to keep Donald Trump out of office. And I have some insight in regard to Arizona experience about how these drones could be used to accomplish that. And it doesn't have to involve nuclear weapons. I do think nukes, dirty bombs could be part of this. I think pandemic spraying can be part of this. I think all those options are on the table. But based on what I know has happened in Arizona, totally kept out of the mainstream media, except for a brief Fox News 10 report back in April, I think I've got a fairly good idea about this avenue, and I want to go down this with you. Before we go there, though, we take our first break here, and really our only break for this segment. But I wanted to cover something with you here that I think is really important. I've talked a lot about my rehabilitation from very, very serious illness last March. And when you're inactive, as I was for a while, at my age, sarcopenia can kick in. What's that? Skin just hangs off your bones. You lose muscle tone, muscle mass, makes your joints weaker, makes you more susceptible to falls. And falls in elderly people is the number one cause of all cause mortality, cause of death. Yeah, serious. So no one likes getting older. But I wanted to talk to you about how you can help prevent sarcopenia. One is to do some of what I do. Do what you can do physically, try to do a little more the next day, make a progressive and add on. And you need to do this minimum of 3 times a week. I recommend 5 days a week. I try to do something 6 to 7 unless my life just gets crazy. But anyway, Tony Horton is someone here that really, really understands this. And he's a fitness trainer. And you may have seen him on TV. He trains movie stars and famous people. He gets people ready in a short amount of time to do on-camera acting and have the best possible physical appearance they can have. And he works with them, and particularly the aging actors, on age-related muscle loss, which really starts at the age of 40. And it's perfectly natural, and it's going to happen, but you can slow it way down, and this will help extend your lifespan. On average, we lose about 1% of muscle mass a year, and that may sound minor, but let's add that up over 20 years. Then you're down 20%. Now you're getting into serious deficit. Going down those stairs in what we call eccentric stepping, that becomes a problem. Like I said, stepping and falling become big risks. So what we want to look at here is what can Tony do for you that he does for these other people? And he says, well, in addition to progressive exercise, okay, you need to get into protein. And protein, along with exercise, and you can do this just with protein, but I recommend exercise for maximum effects. You can take Tony's protein that he uses for all these highly active people that recover lost muscle mass and want to be before the camera. And that's really his specialty clients. He's now bringing this practice to you. And all you got to do is go to tonyprotein.com/Dave. That's tonyprotein.com/Dave. Now, the feedback has been outstanding. And a lot of people just say, I can't believe what I'm doing now compared to 10 years ago. I'm swimming again. My body feels good. I'm able to lift weights. I'm working out. These are comments they're getting. Now, Tony makes a simple request. For those of you that watch his report, and he's got a report prepared for you at that link, he says, if it helps you build more muscle, would you please help somebody else by telling them about it? Okay. So what you want to do now is go to tonyprotein.com right now and click on the link in the description box if you're watching this on social media and get started. tonyprotein.com/Dave. In Arizona, as I've reported, let me try to get back to the screen here. But in Arizona, as I've reported repeatedly, that we were going to be under IEDs. Yeah, I believe that's still coming. We're going to be under a drone attack. And that's the point of this. And drones have been spotted by jets out of fighter jets out of Luke Air Force Base, Davis-Monthan, Yuma Naval Air Station. In fact, the drone actually crashed into an F-16. Fortunately, the plane and the pilot survived the impact. This is serious stuff. Now, some of this was reported back in April in local media. It's been scrubbed. Can't find it, but it happened. I saw it with my own eyes. It's kind of like John Doe number two in the Oklahoma City bombing. Those of you that were adults at the time and you were watching and paying attention, you saw the grainy video with Timothy McVeigh and his Middle Eastern accomplice in a bar the night before, and they were looking for a John Doe number two. This is what this is. This is John Doe number two. The drones, according to the intel reports that I've got, and I've been reporting this now for months, they're going to crash into suicide style the grid, the water supply, with the reports of spraying and aerosolizing out of LA. I fully believe that they'll be spraying the water supply as well, too. And I believe this is coming. And we're saying, well, how will we get disease X or Ebola or whatever it will be? How do we get that into the population too, so we can do lockdowns, have martial law, and the people are powerless to act to help save Trump? No J6 protests. We've got to introduce a serious pandemic, and not one that's like the flu, like COVID was. People ain't going to fall for that again. But if you're seeing dead bodies litter the streets, you've got something going on. Arizona, I believe, is where it's going to really start for real. This is what I've been told repeatedly. And then it's going to spread. Drones were a central part of this, but mass killing of people in public, IEDs, as I've mentioned, and the drones. Now, the drones in Arizona, it's interesting. They're not allowed to fly over a certain height, but they're way over that. They're flying between 7 and 20,000 feet. That's illegal. They should be shot down. Now, my question is, why aren't they shot down for violating the altitude? They're a threat. It's because the deep state is behind it, and they control the Pentagon, they control the military officers, and they're in stand down mode. I just thought you ought to know. Watch Arizona. This is where the drone mischief will start. And then very quickly, you people in New York, New Jersey, all up and down the Eastern Seaboard, you're going to see that too. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Please share this far and wide, and don't forget to stay involved. Sharing is one way. And if you can do more, that's great. Be involved in grassroots organization in support of Donald Trump. His election, as I've said many times, only gives us a foothold to get our country back. And I said this yesterday on John Moore's show. I said, John, the election of Trump only gives us a chance. And I don't know that he can fix everything in 4 years. This could be a decade long or longer. We got ourselves into this mess over a long period of time, and many of you weren't functioning adults at that time. So we've got to stay engaged, please. Also, we're going to talk about something here that kind of crosses over to what I do in part on my TV show, which is I like to explore hidden technologies and so forth. And we're going to do a lot over there. And I do mean we're going to give it some serious coverage once, twice a week, maybe, about time travel. And I think there's a possibility this could factor into what we're seeing. And let me ask you, here's what people are going to say to you, Dave. Are the drones going to spread a pandemic? Very possibly. And we're getting reports of spraying, many reports. And I'm not alone. One of the people that I appeared with on John's show yesterday, Rose, said, she goes, "We're getting those reports." I said, "Rose, I'm getting them too." And we had different locations. Eyewitnesses. That's a possibility. Could these be aliens? They could be. I give that a low probability, a very low probability. I tend to go in the favor of pretend aliens that are really fallen angels and they have interdimensional technology and make it look like they can do magical things and right angle turns at 10,000 miles an hour that would crush human beings with advanced technology that displaces gravity and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that's a possibility too. But there is another factor going on here that we haven't talked about. And that's the idea of these entities may very well be us from the future. You're thinking, wow, I hadn't thought of that. You know what? I didn't think of it initially either. But you know, if you follow me regularly, one of my hobbies is quantum physics. Time travel is indeed very possible. And we've mastered it to some degree. And I'm going to cover that with you here and talk about how, in part, it may not be the entire answer. There could be different entities involved in these drones. But we're going to talk about how time travel could very well be a significant factor in what we're looking at. This would actually be the preferable factor, because if it isn't something like what I'm going to talk about with time travel, then it means that we're probably dealing with evil that wants to kill lots of people. And that's not good. Hey, we are brought to you by a tremendous product that I owe my life to. That product is called Bananasoma Liquid. It's actually a spray, and it comes in a bottle. And what it does is you take it five times once a day for maintenance. If you're on death's doorstep, like I was last March, you take it a lot more. And I discovered it because of friends of mine, like Scotty Sachs. And Scotty said, "Dave, you're in bad shape. Will you try this, please? You have nothing to lose." And I had gotten through my pneumonia, but not the RSV that was stripping my lung linings, and that expert doctors, I mean, not quacks, good guys, well trained, were telling me, "This may not come back, Dave. It could get worse progressively." And it had a very dark implication. Well, I did two things. I said, if I can walk 10 steps today, I'm walking 11 tomorrow. And I took that determination to the gym with my young son, young adult who pushed me, and he was there for me so much. And I'm lucky to have family members that care about me that much, that would devote that much time to me. The other thing is the spray. I started taking it every hour on the hour that I was awake. And for a while there, I was sleeping 16, 20 hours a day, and I normally get 5 or 6. That's all I've always been that way. And slowly but surely, over a month, things started to change. And I could walk up a flight of stairs and not keel over. And then I started to be able to do some physical things. And then I said, this stuff is working. And I kept up the intensity of the product because it's all natural. It can't hurt you. You cannot OD on this. Now, it doesn't cure anything, but this product boosts your immune system to such a degree it can fight off what it is. And when I went back to this pulmonologist, who's an outstanding doctor, he was in shock. It was 3 months after I had seen him. And he said, "You don't look the same. You're not functioning the same." And it was, yeah. And I was starting to get the beginnings too of type 2 diabetes, and that went away. A lot of it was my increased physical activity, which was significant. I want to bring this to you. Whatever it is, you may not have stripped lung linings. You could have anything going on connected to the immune system, this is where you need to be. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Let's get into what I think you're going to find to be really, really interesting. Time travel is possible. I'm going to deal with technology over on my TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv. If you really want to know about time travel, when I'm done with the pyramid series that we're on right now, who really built them and why, and their interconnectivity to another planet, that's undeniable. You're saying, whoa, Dave, aliens? Not necessarily. You'll have to tune in there to find out. And I'll get into, after that series is over, I'll get into the time travel more specifically. But in the 1960s, there were a couple instances and another time in the 70s when UAPs, as they call them now, unidentified aerial phenomena, UFOs, I like better. That's what I grew up with, that terminology. But they, when we were on high alert, the second highest DEFCON, they simultaneously appeared over bases with nuclear weapons in both the former Soviet Union and our country. And it stopped and disabled the ability to launch. This has been well documented. Even Sam Donaldson on ABC covered this when it took place. And no one talked about time travel then. We were like, whoa, are these aliens? But see, you couldn't say that on network TV because we were in the midst of Project Blue Book. Led by Dr. Alan Hynek, University of Colorado, and his job was to explain away all UFO sightings. And this is when we got, oh, it's the planet Venus. No, it's swamp gas you're seeing. Some of these explanations just defied logic. They were absolutely stupid because they were hiding the truth. There were over 4,000 encounters between qualified experts and whatever entities they were. And I don't doubt some of it was the fallen angel technology with fallen angels designed to deceive and lead us to Project Bluebeam and the ultimate great deception, which I'm preparing work on that as well too. I don't doubt that that was it, but they stopped a particular event or two or three and prevented nuclear war. If they were hostile, we have fired on them. That's stupid. We've tracked them, tried to fire on them. Their technology is so far above ours, they could just wipe us out probably in an afternoon or sooner. But I'm thinking now there's another possibility with these drones. They could be government project, but they're appearing all over the world now. They've gone into the UK, as I reported yesterday, as well as Germany. They're hovering over our bases, violating our airspace and sensitive areas. They're now over Area 51. The government's trying to deny that, but I've got inside sources that say it's exactly where they're at. They're over Vandenberg Air Force Base, highly sensitive area, and they shut down Wright-Patterson with their appearance. And people say, well, we know who they are and they could shoot them down. I tend to think that's right, with this one possible exception. If you were living in the year 2300 and whatever, okay, so 2323, and you are looking back in history, monitoring events where all time is the same. In other words, you have mastered the fifth dimension where time and space are not what they are in our three-dimensional world. And you basically can see through the portals of time and in any location in the universe. And this is a concept related to singularity. Oh, no, not with transhumanism. I'm talking about with quantum physics. And if you could do that and you could see, you know, in our past, these people were daring. They were scary. They were dangerous. They wanted to blow each other up with nuclear weapons. And there were people in the American government that were trying to provoke a nuclear war with Russia. Maybe we should go back and interfere in their military like we did in the 60s and the 70s. Bentwaters was another case like this in the UK. It could be that we're looking at interventions to prevent nuclear war that Joe Biden's crew is desperately trying to start, and they're provoking like crazy. I mean, there was a big assassination we're going to cover later today that is really pushing Russia to the edge. And I'm sure Putin is fighting off his war hawks right now not to go to war, saying, we got to wait for Donald Trump. We got to wait for Donald Trump. But I think it's possible that what we're seeing could be us from the future designed to save us from ourselves. Now, there's another possibility too. If we were to accept the hypothesis that there's alien life out there in the cosmos, we are getting very dangerous. We've sent a probe out over 1 billion miles now, the Voyagers. We also are venturing out into space with greater regularity. We've been to the moon. We're planning to go to Mars. Now, there was a movie made in the 50s that really captured this. I think the year was 52. Michael Rennie was the actor, and the movie was called The Day the Earth Stood Still. And I think this could be a possibility. This alien and his robot that could have destroyed the planet and was designed to stop all aggression by destroying the aggressor, they land. And he told the world leaders, we don't care what you do in your own cesspool here on the Earth, but when you take your dangerous weapons, nuclear, into outer space, you're now in our neighborhood, and we will stop you. And if you don't stop your warlike ways, here's a quote from the movie, we will turn your planet into a burned-out cinder. Those two top possibilities people really are talking about. Time travelers from the future, legit, real aliens, okay? And there's a reason why Congress is now having these UAP hearings. Yeah, that leads to the false flag part of it, I think. But I think those two things are things that need to be out there and in our discussions right now. My leading candidate still is people in the Biden administration using advanced technology from the military-industrial complex are ready to wreak havoc on this planet, particularly in our country. Stop the transition of power to Donald Trump. Get France back in line with their populist revolution that threw out their prime minister. It's a complicated topic, but I wanted to put these variables on the table for your consideration because we're not learning anything, are we? As a public? No. So I think we need to expand our search perimeter, and this is two ways I wanted to do it. Thank you for joining us. God bless all of you. We'll see you back here next time. Hey America, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind. Tom, now let me reach for my friend here. We are brought to you by Ageless Multi-Collagen. Problem with your joints? Problem having energy to get through the day? Skin looking kind of old? Hair falling out? Nails brittle? We know all the signs. Unfortunately, as you reach middle age, you've lost over half your collagen. And there's lots of collagen replacement products out there, but most of them do not work. This one from BioTrust does. It's patented five types of collagen blended into one, crosses that barrier to get into the brain and the blood, and begins to do its wonders. And it is wonderful. People swear by this. You're coming here at the right time, 51% off, and they guarantee the results. The only thing you have to lose is your old age. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. A real good case can be made that the drones, in part, as one of their objectives, is to simply give the deep state more power by getting last-minute legislation through in this lame duck period before Donald Trump takes over. And I put the link here for this, and a good friend of mine, known him for years and years and years, sent this. Actually, two people sent this to me. And one, this other person I've known for years too. I want to go through this with you. Okay. Schumer demands answers on the mystery drones across New York and New Jersey. And he goes on and says he wants legislation passed. Beware of Greeks bearing gifts, right? Here we go. Or beware of buttholes like Schumer. All right.
Schumer sent a letter to Mayorkas, Homeland Security Director, and said, we need to immediately deploy special drone detection technology amid drone sightings over New York and New Jersey. We don't need that. The military has everything they need. That's a false flag statement. Schumer is lying, and he knows it. Okay, and in this letter, he urged the department to immediately deploy special drone detection technology like Robin. Okay, why do they need legislation to do this? Call one of the Joint Chiefs to Congress and have him testify and say, are you doing something about this? If we need to go into executive session, let's do it. You're telling us what you're doing. Okay, this is ridiculous. Okay, and so now we're getting a bill out of this. S-1631, safeguarding of homeland from threats posed by unmanned craft systems, System Act of 2023, which give locals more tools for drone detection. Folks, before the drones were even spotted, this legislation was lying in the wings. Look at this date right here, 2023. This is an excuse to have a police state surveillance grid even go more critical than it did during the Patriot Act. Okay, in here, Schumer says local officials trying to find the answer to a serious problem with their hands tied behind their backs. That's garbage. The military has everything they need. If the federal government has the technology to address the epidemic of nonstop drone sightings, we should do everything we can do to help. They don't need your help. This is purposely being controlled by the deep state and the military through the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which are part of the globalist organization. They're in stand down mode. It's that simple. Okay, and he says, I want this deployed across New York and New Jersey, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I want to go through his assertions that go with this legislation. Drones are small and may not reflect radio waves. That's garbage. First of all, they're reporting drones that are bigger than cars, the size of buses in some cases, huge drones. And yes, they're not stealth. That's garbage. That's total garbage. It's difficult to for traditional radar to distinguish between a drone and a bird. How many birds do you know, unless we go back to prehistoric times? How many drones do you know that could be the size of a bus? Yeah, exactly. Okay. The erratic flight pattern of a drone makes them difficult to track. Oh, this is nonsensical. This doesn't even make sense. It's irrelevant. Multiple drones flying together can confuse traditional radar system. Okay, again, nonsense statement. So Schumer is pushing for S-1631 to give local officials the tools to urgently address this matter. When you're talking about aerial interdiction, and this is really what they're alluding to here, that is a federal purview. First of all, in the civilian sector, it's the FAA. Nothing local, nothing. And if there's interdiction to bring it down, investigate closely, force it out of the sky, that's military. Also federal. This locals don't have a right to even be involved in this. Okay, I want to scroll down here. And we're going to show you a couple of things here. You can pull this up. I had the link up there early, and you can see that and copy it. Okay. But I want to show you a couple of things here that are very concerning. Notwithstanding any provision, state, local, tribal, or territorial law, information shall be governed by disclosure obligations set forth in Section 552, okay, known as FOIA. Okay. First of all, if this is a secure operation, and I suspect it is, they're not subject to this. This is totally irrelevant. Limitation, sensitive detail, the operation of technology to be used to carry out an action, and a section shall be blah, 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 and they want to do total revelation. They don't have the authority to do this. Okay, now, I want you to look here. Below is the real purpose behind this. MAGA gets put on another list. U.S. government database. The department is authorized to develop a federal database and analyzed the transmission of data concerning security-related incidents in the United States. Hello. You don't have the authority to do this. Okay, going on. Involving unmanned aircraft systems between federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial law. Sorry, this is all federal purview. Okay, the policies and plans developed under subparagraph A include criteria for federal, state, local, tribal to report unmanned. Okay. It's an excuse to data gather on people. The policies and plans developed under subparagraph A ensure that data on security-related incidents in the U.S. involving unmanned aircraft and unmanned aircraft systems is retained as criminal intelligence information. Okay, so they're going to open up a new data retention center. And their first entry will be the drones. And understand, they're treating this as criminal. The data goes into this. They're setting the precedent that they can spy on you for anything and put it into this data retention. This is the danger of this law. Actually, I should say it's a bill. They want to be able to take anything you do that when if you're under surveillance by the FBI, it goes into this data retention, and now they're expanding beyond the drones and they're getting into your life. And if they think that your speech is terroristic, if you question J6, you go into this data retention center. It's a catch-all for suspected criminality. They're opening the door through the drones, and then they're going to push everybody else through the entry point. This is terrible, people. This is absolutely horrible. This is putting us under another surveillance system, and they're making it criminal. And let's say that something bad comes out of this. They actually do have suspicions, and maybe not even a conviction. They can now revert to the Defense Authorization Act and declare you to be a suspected enemy combatant with terrorist ties. This puts you on a list where you can be arrested and your constitutional liberties are gone. They can hold you indefinitely. No call the lawyer, no call the family, no due process, which they're doing to J6 anyway. How long do they hold many of these people? Over 3 years without a trial? So they're already doing this in practicality in violation of our Constitution. Now they want to take anything you do. It's interesting. Now I want to go back to the language here. The department, this new government database department that they want to authorize to develop federal database to enable the transmission of data concerning security-related incidences in the United States. Now, they do mention the drone situation, but this can be bootstrapped to anything, anything. Read this one more time. The policies, plans, and procedures developed under subparagraph A shall ensure security-related incidences in the United States involving unmanned aircraft systems is retained as criminal intelligence information. It doesn't say in there that they can't include something else. You see, there's strict construction of the Constitution, okay, and there's loose construction of the Constitution. And if you remember from your government class days, where your teacher told you that if the Constitution doesn't say you can do it, then you can't do it. That's strict construction. If the government says, okay, if it doesn't say you can do it, they don't prohibit it, well, then you can probably do it, as long as you're not violating other laws. So what they're doing here, this is a loose construction. Oh, this criminal security database, it's just for drones, but it does not specifically prohibit the inclusion of anything else. So let me give you an example. I want Liz Cheney investigated, indicted, and sentenced to prison for her role in the J6 fraud that she perpetrated. They may view that as a criminal act where you're threatening the freedom of a public official. That could go in here because it's not expressly forbidden. And I hope I'm making this clear. See, a lot of times with these sneaky bastards, it's more important what they don't say than what they do say. And I had to read this twice and I thought, the hell, they're real specific about what they're going to put in there, but they don't prohibit anything else from being put in there. I hope I've made that clear. So there's now going to be a new criminal database specifically for people that they want to target. That would be MAGA, school board protesters, whatever it would be, another way to get you. You're saying, well, Trump is going to be in power. Do I even have to even address this? Do I have to address this? I don't know that Trump can turn this around. And now your secret dark intelligence agencies hoping to escape detection from people like Tulsi Gabbard, they can do what they want. And they can operate their own private justice system under the Defense Authorization Act. It's so easy to see what they're saying here. This is crazy. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Common Sense Show. We're glad to bring this to you. I would encourage you to write to your senators and to your representative in Congress and tell them no and hell no, you're not going along with this. And you expect them to reject this. This is scary. Before we close, let me take you to one other moment. The date was September 1st, 2022, 2 years ago and 2 months. MAGA is domestic terrorism. This is when Biden gave his speech in his devilish background with military presence, and he declared MAGA to be domestic terrorists. That would be enough to start that inclusion into this new criminal database. And I want you to keep in mind, this has nothing to do with drones. This is an add-on. The legislation was already built and constructed prior to the drone activity. It's a setup. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in, well, mysteries of the mind, hidden technology, scientific knowledge you may not be aware of, our geopolitical, our interviews. People love it. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. Also, don't forget to get our newsletter. If you're not on the list, all you got to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com, go to the upper right-hand corner, click on the newsletter, put your email in, and you'll get a daily email of everything we do, except for our TV show. Everything else is in there in the last 24-hour period. You'll receive that email late in the afternoon or early evening, depending on your time zone. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we're going to talk about something very serious. Why America must be destroyed. And I'm hopeful that some of you will see the logic behind that statement. You'll understand precisely what it means for you. And more importantly, what you have to do to not let this happen. Anyway, welcome. Glad you could join us. Sometimes I feel that it's really important that we feel good about ourselves and not just our shape and conditioning, but how we look. And it's with pleasure that I bring you this, what I call vanity product. It comes from Dr. John Lakey and the world-renowned Beverly Hills beauty expert. The most wrinkle fixes on the market, he says, are nothing but glorified moisturizers, and some of them are really bad for your skin. And I don't think this is just women who are going to be interested in this. Men are taking more of a, well, a pride in appearance approach in today's society, where real men say this is okay. So what Dr. Lake did is he went out and he developed his own cream, and he made a step-by-step video showing how this can remove the signs of aging. And you literally can turn the clock back years
if not decades. It's a major anti-aging breakthrough, and one that would say that will empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry because he's so far ahead of everybody else. But in light of this amazing breakthrough, he went and made a step-by-step video, free and interrupted, where he outlines how to use this simple solution from home. And he goes on to say that this video now has gone viral. It's racked up 2,300,000 views. Would you like to see it? Would you like to get in on this youthful revolution? Well, all you got to do is go to BHMD. B as in boy, BHMD as in dog, BHMD1. That's the number one, BHMD1.com/Dave. That's BHMD1.com/Dave. And then he says, hey, if you like what you see, tell other people. I think it's worth a shot. Feel good about yourself. All right, on to what I opened with, and it's this. America has to be destroyed. We have guaranteed constitutional liberties. Our Constitution is inviolate. Well, except for the ruling class. But I mean, there are rights ordained from God, and you are guaranteed these rights. In Europe, they have freedom of speech and right to due process, as long as it's in the common or what we call the communitarian good. I call it the communist good. So your democratic liberties only exist in other countries at the pleasure of the ruling leaders. And it's not that way in America, at least not theoretically. And for the most part, that's true. Also, too, we have over 100 million gun owners. Hard country to subjugate. Number three, we have extreme pride in nationalism. We're Americans. We're exceptional. And this defines a lot of beliefs. I know there's the anti-exceptionalism movement. It's failing. They're just people that really can't accomplish anything on their own, and so they feel good about themselves by tearing other people down. But why does America have to be destroyed? Well, I just told you why. The people that want, quote, the New World Order, they want to basically enslave everybody. 15-minute cities, no travel, 3 articles of clothing a month, I mean, excuse me, a year. You can travel on a plane once every 5 years, but not more than 500 miles. This is craziness. Constant surveillance of everything you do. Yeah, look at 15-minute cities, look it up. The C40 cities, well over 100 cities, approaching 200 cities in America have signed on to this. No meat, no dairy, eat bugs. Yeah. These people are nuts. And they violate every precept of American independence and sovereignty. This is why there's such an effort to destroy America. They infiltrate our leaders, they bribe them, they blackmail them, and then they turn them against us. And this is what Donald Trump represents, the anti-takeover movement of the globalists of America. And he's meeting with intense pushback. Well, they've tried to kill him multiple times. That's not over. They want you dead too. And the sooner that you realize this, the better off you are. I mean it. They want you dead. Can't have a new world order within America. And Americans embody those belief systems, even if our country was conquered. You can't take the America out of Americans. So they want to commit genocide. The communist Chinese are on the record promoting it in the CCP. The globalists promote it. They hate you, they hate America. They want you dead. Maybe it's time we got to work. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Make sure you check us out at thecommonsenseshow.com for our newsletter. Go to the upper right-hand corner, click on the link, and you'll get a daily email with everything that we do in the previous 24 hours. That's thecommonsenseshow.com, and the upper right-hand corner, click the link.